Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. This 38 special brain is back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang. His Twitter handle is at Gordon G. Chang. Put the G in the middle there. Gordon, at Gordon G. Chang. Check that out, folks. His books are legendary. The Coming Collapse of China, for example. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the support you've given us over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust. You were about to tell us about China's behavior pre, mid, and post-pandemic. That's how I've been segmenting what we're going through. I'm saying that we're now in the middle of the mid-pandemic wormhole. We're squeezing through it on our way to post-pandemic. What do you think?
That's probably right. We see the curve has been flattened. We see the number of infections slowing a bit, and we will open. What we were talking about at the end of the last segment, let me go back to that if I could. China admitted human-to-human transmissibility of this disease only on January 20, but Beijing knew that it was H-to-H, as they say, perhaps the second week of December. Hmm. Now, if they had said nothing in that five-and-a-half or so week period, it would have been grossly irresponsible. But what they did during that time was to try to convince the world that it was not human-to-human transmissible. And at the same time, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, pressured countries to accept arrivals from China, mm-hmm. which is how this became what should have been just a local epidemic in China became a global pandemic.
Can I ask you a quick question here? Did he not shut, while he was shutting down interstate, intercontinental travel, he was allowing international travel? Is that not what happened?
Right. He had imposed quarantines on about 75 million people in Hubei province. At the same time,
which is where Wuhan is.
But there were cases around China, and he was still allowing and encouraging travel from China to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you put those two facts together, that they were deliberately lying about the transmissibility of the disease,
right.
and they were pressuring countries to take arrivals from China, you come to the conclusion that they maliciously spread this disease beyond their borders.
The initial release might not have been intentional, but the allowing of it to proliferate was.
Exactly. I think this was either an accidental release from a lab or a natural mutation. This did not start out as a biological weapon, but China decided to use it as one, in effect. And that means that we are facing a malign foe. Mm-hmm. This is not some country we can cooperate with.
We have no right to any longer be naive about what they're capable of, do we?
Correct. And which means that today we have about 94,000 Americans have died from this disease. Mm-hmm. Those are 94,000 Americans who would be living today but for China. So we have to work on the assumption that this is a country that has taken a big toll of Americans.
That's right.
Never mind
the economic toll, because Gordon, as I remind people as often as I can, we've shut down millions of small businesses. Those businesses have collapsed. And Gordon, you're a small business owner too. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. That's another toll that cannot be. And the implications on their health and their well-being, their psychology, their sociology, the way they deal with each other, those implications, the cost of that will be calculated over the next generation. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right about that, because small businesses don't have the same resilience that a General Motors or a Ford mm-hmm. does. And so we have, when we talk about the cost of this, I naturally think of economic toll, number of lives, but we don't really think about the long-term effect on families because of small businesses
collapsing. How about the fear that we put in our children? I mean, our children, I've got grandsons who I know that they're afraid of this. That's not good. They don't need to be that way. They need to be prepared to deal with life as it hits us, because the world is a dangerous place, Gordon. You know, we all know that. So let me ask you quickly before we run out of time on this segment. While that scenario, that timeline you gave us earlier, you left out something I know you often bring up, and that is the complicity of the World Health Organization in that whole story you just told. Go ahead and finish that.
Yeah, there was a January 14th tweet from the WHO which said that there's no human-to-human transmission based on information from China.
A lie.
January 10th. Well, that's a lie.
They knew it was a lie. They knew it was a lie.
And the other thing is that January 10th statement supporting Beijing's position on travel restrictions. So yeah. WHO helped China spread this disease beyond China's borders.
Mm-hmm. And we still have people, members of journalism, deriding the president for his shutdown the end of January, 29th of January, of travel from China. We still have people calling him, saying that was excessive. It'd be hard to estimate how many people have been saved by that one move alone. Would you agree with that, Gordon?
Correct. I mean, that was absolutely essential. President Trump took a lot of heat from not only communist China, but a lot of people in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
calling it xenophobic. Yeah. And one of those people, by the way, is running for president on another party ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right, Joe Biden. Hold on to that thought, Gordon. When we come back, I'm gonna ask Gordon to help us look beyond the wormhole, beyond mid-pandemic into post-pandemic, whatever's coming at us. I'm going to ask him to give us not only his recommendation on what we should do, but what he thinks is going to happen after the break. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. That's his Twitter handle.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.